The speaker was talking about the middle class tax relief and job creation act of 2012. This is to augment the federal preemption, and it's not a complete preemption of the Telecommunications Act of 1996. Just for some background, that act states, among other things, that you can, that local governments are precluded from certain regulations, including regulations based on emissions, as long as the towers meet FCC guidelines. There are provisions that talk about acting quickly. They call it a shot clock. Local governments have to act within a certain period of time. Denials require a written record based on substantial evidence. Interestingly enough, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case that came out just last week that interpreted that provision. And local governments are precluded from unreasonably discriminating among providers. And local governments are also prohibited from putting in effect regulations which would preclude or have the effect of precluding telecommunications facilities, wireless telecommunications facilities within the jurisdiction. Then in 2012, this Middle Class Tax Relief Act came out, and what it states is that it imposes on the local government the obligation to approve, it uses the terms, shall approve any eligible request to modify an existing wireless tower or base station that does not, the magic words are, substantially change the tower or the base station. And what substantially changes mean is still under consideration. But my understanding is it does include increasing the height by no more than 10%. You can add one shelter over four cabinets, and there's no excavation. So I believe that if there were alterations to be made to the site, they would still have to come back to the county. But what we can't do, we're now restricted by this new law on what we can and cannot approve or disapprove based on changes to the site. And if they're not substantial, then we basically have to approve.
So if they want to raise it by 5 feet, which I doubt anyone would want to do that, that probably falls within something that's reasonable and would be out of our purview to modify, but a 25-foot height restriction, that I guess that would just be, that'd be up to whoever to determine if that was substantial.
And the body, yeah, and the body could reach a conclusion that's not substantial either based on the facts.
Okay. The last thing anyone would want was, if this gets approved, to all of a sudden see a 65-foot tree there or something. And I don't think we're heading down there. The conditions right now are specific to the height, and that's what will get constructed.
Yeah, but I want to ask him a question before he answers it. If with this new law, does that only encompass physical changes, or does that encompass religious, philosophical, and so forth? What does the law say?
It's specifically directed to towards the existing wireless tower and base station.
Which this will be short.
Yeah, but it ain't there now.